Okay, thank you, committee. We are out of recess. Yes, the time's 3:54.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
For the purpose of procedure, and we were discussing, at point of order, we were discussing whether a member of Congress can introduce legislation to a committee virtually for the first time. And I appreciate the recess. And like I said, for the purpose of procedure, as the chair, will you rule on the point of order?
Yes, I'll rule to waive this point of order and allow that we speak to this bill. And the reason why, if I may, committee, is that the sponsor wasn't here the first time this was discussed, but it was not, I was well aware he wasn't going to be here. To my fault, I allowed the executive branch to speak on the subject matter without the sponsor, and that's why I'm going to choose to waive at this time and allow the committee to speak to this bill. So Congressman Potts, well, most certainly you, sponsor, I'd like for you to go ahead and continue speaking to your bill, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this bill is for $500,000 to the legislative branch to appropriate funds for a membership audit. As many of you know, we've had a fairly public incident of an individual who is not of Osage descent having been placed on the rolls of the Osage Nation. There are many that feel, myself included, that a membership audit needs to be conducted. And so that is kind of the premise for ONCA 25116. The membership committee did hear from the secretary, Secretary Barrow, and Director Standing Bear of their intent after the hearing to move forward with an internal audit. No new funds were presented in the budget to undertake that endeavor. They were planning to do that with additional staff, and they're here. I believe they can speak to that. But the membership committee kind of felt, no, we need to look at this from an external perspective. We don't end up with a major problem and then get to audit ourselves. And so what this bill does is appropriate the money to the legislative branch to be able to conduct an audit. Where we get the authority to do this is within our Constitution. The language is fairly clear. I'm pulling it up real quick. Of whose responsibility the membership role falls with. And I do apologize. It seemed to have shrunk the wrong file. Pull the Constitution back up. But it is clear that the role of maintaining membership role, the job of maintaining the membership role, lies with the legislative branch. What we have here,
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering, make sure that was, you kind of faded out right at the end.
I understand. Nope. My computer is jumping around. Okay, so Article 3, Section 4, under membership laws, this is in our Constitution, the Association Congress shall have the power and is required to regulate membership and maintain a correct role of all Osages enrolled as members of the Osage Nation. So that is the constitutional authority for this bill. We received a bid or a proposal from one company that conducts external audits of membership roles. I don't know that that's the company we will go with, but that company projected an expense of around $500,000. So that is the number that was placed into the bill. And it is the recommendation from, I believe, our membership committee. We didn't actually vote on it, but I'm fairly confident that the committee would vote on it in the affirmative if we needed to move forward with an external audit of our membership role. So that is what's before you today. Happy to answer any questions.
Well, I have some questions that you've kind of thought this through, Congressman Potts. the bill says to the legislative branch. It's not like there's not a section. It's not inserting professional fees into our OFPR budget or to our budget, the legislative branch budget. I don't see a section putting these into professional fees like we typically insert or do an amendment into a bill. So is this going into the OFPR portion of their of our budget or into our legislative branch budget?
Madam Chair, I'd be happy to entertain an amendment to either one. The legislation was requested from legal counsel, and this is how it was drafted.
Okay, and then secondly, so let's say the money has been appropriated to this Congress. Then who would be charged with this? Is that the membership committee? Would it be, if it's OFPR, then it'd be the CA committee? How do these committees work to deliberate this audit?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would hope that that would not fall to the membership committee, although that is a place that it could fall. Management of contracts would fall under congressional affairs, in my opinion, although it is an outside audit. So I think it would be similar to dollars in professional fees, similar to how CA handles our current external audit firm, Moss Adams, or any of our professional fees. So I think that's where it could lie. And since technically OFPR is not staffed right now, that's why I say to the legislative branch. If we ramp up and staff OFPR, would love to be able to place it in their budget. But seeing as how there's nobody there right now, it's probably prudent to have it in just the legislative branch.
Okay, so then I have another question then, Congresswoman Whitehorn. So which committee, the CA or membership, has said, Congressman Potts, we would like to hold an audit? A membership audit at this time? Is this a committee action and you're sponsoring the bill, or is this just a single bill just from
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This came out of discussions with members of the membership committee. Throughout the hearing, we heard of some flaws that were the result of actions taken within our membership department office, not any individuals that are currently there. But the membership committee certainly heard those. All members of Congress have been provided a record of that, of the hearing, of some of the mistakes that were made that resulted in a non-Osage being placed on the rolls. From those discussions, certainly with members of the membership committee, it was the desire to have a membership audit. And certainly that of Secretary Bayrou, and I believe Director Standing Bear as well, wished to have an audit. The plan that they came forward with their annual operating budget was to do an internal audit. So that's the plan presented by the executive branch. So this doesn't come as a recommendation of the membership committee, doesn't come as a recommendation from the Congressional Affairs Committee. It comes out of the need to have an audit and discussions with other members of Congress that that audit should be an external audit, not one from within.
Okay, so what I'm seeing this bill is saying, number one, Congress, you're asking Congress, do we need to have an audit? That's the first question. Number two, this is the cost. I mean, this is what this, to me, this is what this bill represents, is asking me as a Congress member, do you, you're wanting me to vote to say, do I need the audit? And if so, here's the cost, all in one bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn, did you have comment? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Chairwoman Rivard, when you were discussing about whether it goes into the OFPR budget or the legislative branch budget, I like that it's a standalone bill to the legislative branch. That way anybody can take a look at this $500,000. Excuse me, I've been tickling my throat. Anyone out there can take a look at this bill and see, okay, it's $500,000 to the legislative branch for a membership audit. And then if they have further questions, we can say, well, CA committee is who engages contracts and puts out the RFPs. And so it just kind of follows our process, but it's glaring, it's out there, it's big. It's not something that you would have to go look at support documents to see that it went into our professional fees line for a specific purpose and have to have SUP documents. I just wanted to say I support this bill being a standalone bill to the legislative branch.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Mm-hmm. And let's see, it does say the purpose is to conduct and finance a third-party audit of the membership role. Any other questions? Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. Congressman Potts, would it be your intention to have this audit review just simply Osage membership records, or to also include corresponding records that are housed with the BIA?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know the answer to that. With regard to how a audit firm would conduct an audit, that's not my role on what all they're going to look at. I imagine that some of the CDIB records are part of our records as well. I believe we've heard that in testimony. And so I'm confident that they will be reviewing some of those records. But as far as an additional agreement with the BIA to go through CDIB records, that's something that the audit firm is going to be able to tell us that they need to negotiate if they need, and hopefully be able to execute if they need.
Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I think that's one of my primary concerns, is that there is going to be a need to review BIA records. And I worry about the BIA giving a third party access to those. That, and I don't really know what that process looks like. I mean, because yes, we have our membership office, but I mean, the reality of it is a good number of those memberships are tied directly to BIA records as well. And I worry about being able to execute any kind of an agreement as such with the BIA to access those records. I just don't know that they would allow us to do that. So I think that's one of my primary concerns, because I think that's how you would get the most thorough audit, is to review all records. I'm just worried about how that would actually play out with the BIA and a third party person.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would agree with that, Second Speaker. If we were just sending a third party out to do that, we're sending the third party out on our behalf. And the delineation in our Constitution is clear that we have the responsibility to do that and the ability to do that. So I don't think that there would be any concern with either this body or the executive branch entering an agreement to review records with the BIA on our behalf. I would agree with you if it was, say, the New York Times as a third party trying to review BIA records. This is the Osage Nation entering into an agreement to review records that pertain to us. I don't see that as a concern. We do it every day currently.
So if we were to, Congressman Potts, we do the audit and we find out that there's 10 people that have been issued CDIBs, then what would be the next step after our audit?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Our law lays out how those would be handled through the Attorney General's office and through our membership office. I don't really know how to comment on the hypothetical. I would hope that that's not the case, although we do have one case in front of us where that has happened.
More than one.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm pretty sure we have more than one case where there's been CDIBs issued to non-Osages.
All the more reason to move forward with this bill, and I don't disagree. But the cases that I know of are currently being adjudicated through our Attorney General's office, through our membership department, and through our courts. I think that that process would still be maintained if 10 are found as a result of this audit. That's already kind of settled and established in law.
Would this be, though, then are we auditing the Department of Interior or our membership department? Because I think the audit should be the Department of Interior to some degree here, because I think that they're most certainly we can prove fault there 100%.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
I don't know that we can audit the Department of Interior, but we certainly can audit our roles, which is what our responsibility is. If we find flaws then in BIA records, we certainly can raise those to the point of saying, hey, here are issues that we've identified through audit of our own role. And I would certainly support those efforts.
So with the case in front of us, or the investigation, the hearing, what have you, with AG Patterson, what has the membership office done then with regards to that? How have you notified the Department of Interior regarding Mr. Patterson's daughter at this time?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm under direction to notify the Eastern Director, Mr. Eddie Streeter, and also the Superintendent of the Osage Agency.
Okay. Chair. Yes, second speaker.
I think my only other follow-up question is, what is the intended time frame of membership records to audit with this amount of money? Because that seems like a very large amount of money compared to other audits that we perform and the functions of OFPR and how much we pay them annually to do what they do for us and coordinating all the different offices of the executive branch. This seems like a whole lot more money than that. So what is the time frame of membership records that this amount of money would audit?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the my understanding is, and Secretary Bayrou and Director Standing Bear could really speak to this as well, the time frame for an estimation of how much the internal or how long the internal audit would take was 5 years. That was stated in our membership committee, and that's part of what sparked the conversation of that not being acceptable to at least the members of the membership committee. The proposal that I'm looking at says a maximum of 21 months. And so, yes, you are looking at a lengthy process here. But again, not married to this proposal. Perhaps there's companies out there that can do it in 18 months. Perhaps there's companies that are out there that can do it in 5 years. Who knows? This is also just the amount based on the cost estimate that we have, the one cost estimate that I have before us. So, it could end up costing less than this, at which point funds will be returned. But certainly 21 months is better than 5 years.
Chair, if I may.
Yes, second speaker.
I guess I need to clarify. My question was more directed towards what era of membership records are you looking to audit? The time, the years of membership records. Are we going from 1906 to today? Or 6 months from now, or are we going from 2006 to current? To what extent is this for $500,000? Are we looking at everything, or are we looking at current constitution, current style of government? I think that's the point I need clarification on, to see what it is that we're getting, how deep of a look we're getting with $500,000.
Certainly, Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So it would not be up to myself or hopefully any member of Congress to direct the audit. That's the point of hiring the outside audit firm. The proposal I have seen is the 21 months to complete, with the volume of membership files not to exceed 26,000 files. So I believe that is every membership file that we have within our membership department.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Speaker Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to hear from the secretary, from Secretary Bayrou, regarding this piece of legislation as well.
Okay, thank you. Secretary Bayrou.
Thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Good. I do appreciate Congressman Potts' appropriation for $500,000. But as I've stated before, after talking with Director Standing Bear and what we proposed in the project plan and the checklist that we had provided, doing an audit with an outside source would be extremely time-consuming for the staff anyways. And what we proposed in our project plan was 3 to 5 years to do the audit. And this would include going to the BIA, verifying their records, because the current membership staff has that relationship with them, and they have to go back and forth to look at the files that the BIA has, then compare it to what membership has. And they're currently doing that now. Having an outside source review the files that they currently have would take just as much time on this current staff to review those files and show the outside vendor, this is what's the files, this is what they mean, because on the files themselves, there's not any name to them. It's just historical knowledge that the membership staff has that they can identify those files. And so in the beginning for us, we didn't add an additional staff member to help with this project because of the budget request that we were provided to by accounting. But if we can change the $500,000 to $75,000 so we can have an additional staff to help with this, it would reduce the 3 to 5 years shorter. I can't give you a time frame of that, but it would reduce it because then we'd have additional staff to help with this project moving forward.
Okay. Committee, any other questions? I have a question real quick, Christopher Standing Bear. When you reach out to the Bureau to speak to somebody about an applicant with regards to, you know, are they Osage or not, who are you calling over there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Hi, thank you. We reach out primarily to Adam's staff, but a lot of times it's Adam himself, and they're very busy. So we try to work with them. They're backed up doing all kinds of work other than what we request. So it's basically whoever we can work with over there.
Okay, so is it I don't see that our bureau agency, they don't have a department dedicated to the CDIBs any longer, do they? Or do they not?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how their org chart is set up over there. I just know that we work with practically the same three people, and then we also, Once in a while, converse with regional.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Bighorse.
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't know who to direct this question to, but is this the first incident we've run into like this? And if not, then what has been our practice in the past?
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Congressman Bighorse, I can speak to that a little bit. No, I don't believe this is the first instance we've had. The result of the first instance was that we heard or read in the newspaper, the Osage News, that there would be an internal audit and that they would audit the records of, or audit every record that a certain individual had touched. Throughout the course of the membership hearing, we heard that that audit never actually took place. So this would be the first membership audit that I'm aware of. And it, I think this bill speaks to further reason, at least why myself and maybe a few other members of the membership committee had said an external audit is preferred, is that we were told that an internal audit would be conducted at one point and it was not. So it's a step that we feel comfortable moving forward with.
May I try to answer the question?
Yes, Director Standing Bear.
Okay, so from what I understand, an internal audit was requested early on in the current administration. I'm guessing 10 years ago. I'm not sure, but the director of the membership and CDIB department at the time received that request, and I'm guessing it was quickly decided that it was just not possible due to staffing and the amount of files and the amount of work that would be involved. And I don't know if it ever got off the ground. And I couldn't find any record of it myself. And like I said, that was before any of us were here. Not sure if that answers your question or not.
Thank you, Director.
Madam Chair.
Okay, we have Congressman Potts, and then it's looks like we have 4:21. And so our meeting ends at 4:30. Committee, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But nobody is sitting here trying to say that this is the fault of the current individuals in our membership department. I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe that any members of the membership committee believe that to be the case, and I hope that no members of Congress believe that to be the case. But the fact is exactly as Mr. Standing Bear said. Staffing is a barrier to be able to conduct this in-house. We saw, it was about 10 years ago, it was 2015, as a result of the first case that I'm aware of, that executive did request an audit to be done, and it just never materialized. I think that that demonstrates that we need someone else to come in and look at this. I think we have cause for it, and I think that this is a means to bring that about. So, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 25-116 to Congress with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Can you do a roll call, please, Clerk?
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Chair Rivard?
No. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Make a motion to report to Congress ONCA 25-116 as amended with no recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Chair Rivard?
No. Motion fails. Congresswoman
Madam Chair.
Whitehorn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.